On the phone, Devon Franklin and Megan Good. Good morning.
Mr. and Mrs. Reverend Mr. and Mrs.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Reverend and First Lady, how you doing?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
We're doing good, man.
Their book, The Wait. The Wait.
That's W-A-I-T.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And it talks about finding the love of your life and the life you love as it pertained to you guys and the wait in your relationship.
Was it worth the wait?
Baby, was it worth the wait, baby?
Yes, it was worth the wait.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we were just excited to write a book, you know, just to, you know, partly telling our story, but also just to help people. You know, we waited until marriage, and we thought that it created so much peace for us, and it really helped us in every area of our life. And so we just wanted to write a book to help people find peace and love and dating, which is really one of the most difficult areas that all of us have our struggles in. And the book has been out, and it's been, you know, really sweeping the country. I mean, we can't even keep the book in stores. So we're just so grateful people are responding to it.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Should you have the conversation about waiting on the first date?
You know, I mean,
or should you wait on that?
An answer to that. I would say on the first date, you don't know if you even are considering that person. The first date, you're just going to see, hey, do I like them? Do they like me? I think you have to wait until you know this is actually someone you would like to be in a relationship with, and then you have the conversation. Because sometimes you go out and you're like,
I think most men know when they ask the lady out, they want to know if they're going to wait or not.
But your dates, no. Your early dates felt rather platonic, didn't they?
I mean, I think if they felt platonic because he didn't know that I was into him yet.
Mm.
But by the third date, it definitely was apparent that, you know, that I was into him and that there was something there. And, you know, from that point on, it was very normal, you know, very intimate in terms of just us really getting to know each other and our physical attraction and, you know, getting to see.
Were there times when you felt like you couldn't wait?
Yeah.
I hear that laugh. I hear his laugh.
I didn't hear her laugh. I heard him laugh. Yeah.
And did you push the wedding date up?
Yeah, there were times. A lot of them. You just have to pray and go for a walk around the block, man, and just try to figure it out. Yeah.
Get up and go to see that movie or something.
But you also said early on in the book that it's not necessarily, it is about sex, but it isn't about sex. It's something more as well. The wait.
Yeah, it's about the value of delayed gratification. You know, we live in a culture right now that practices, you know, instant gratification. You know, you got to have it now. You got to get it. You got to do this. And what we learned through practicing the wait is that when you practice delayed gratification, it actually helps you in every area of your life. Because when you know the thing that you want now, you have to work for, you have to be patient over, you have to be persistent over, you actually value it more when you receive it. And most of the time, when you make a decision right now for the thing you want, you usually make the wrong choice. So we learned that value of delayed gratification, and that's what really helped us in every other area of our life.
And also just that time in between while you are waiting is a time for you to work on yourself, prepare yourself, do things that you need to do to get everything in order to actually be prepared for the thing that you want. And, you know, as you're saying, it's not just about relationships. Like for me, in terms of career, mm-hmm. having that waiting period allowed me to wait for the things that I really wanted instead of making a decision quickly and potentially, you know, putting myself in a situation where it was something that I didn't want, but I had to commit to the process or, you know, a show or whatever. And so it actually really changed my career as well.
Mm. Let me ask you this question. You wait and the anticipation, did you ever think that maybe there wasn't going to be any chemistry? Because that's a lot of pressure, you know. And then to find out there's no chemistry, did you ever think that maybe it might not be? Not really,
and here's why. In the book, we talk about this thing called passion chemistry, that even if you are waiting until marriage, you still need to determine, you know, do you have passion? Do you have an attraction? Is there a heat? When you hold each other's hands, when you kiss, when you embrace, you know, you need to know, do you have that kind of chemistry? Because that chemistry is the seed for ultimately when you do consummate in marriage, that then you can grow that seed. So it wasn't that we were asexual during dating. That's not the case at all. We made sure that there was that other thing that once we knew that was there, like, all right, we know we got that. So let's just be cool. And then when we got into marriage, it was just really about growing it. And so
how do you minister to people who totally disagree with you in your church?
How do you minister to people who don't
agree with you?
You know, you do it from a place of compassion, a place of love, a place of like, hey, this is what works. Especially if you're talking about people in the church, like, well, hey, well, look at the Word of God. And at the end of the day, we all have the power of choice. And that's what's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. We can choose the life we want. And whatever that is, we can choose it. So there's no argument. There's no frustration. It's like, hey.
And it's, go ahead, baby.
Oh, well, you got it.
I was going to say, and also, it's not about getting someone to agree. It's not about telling somebody what to do. It's not about preaching, you know, at somebody or to somebody. It's more about saying, listen, we've done it the other way, and this is the result of doing it a different way.
Okay.
And this is our journey, and this is what we believe. And so, you know, you choose your path. You do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, we're just sharing this is what works for us, and this is not only a game changer in our relationship and led to marriage, but it's a game changer in our whole entire life. And it's something that if the proof is in the pudding, you know, it's not about convincing someone. It's about saying these are obvious things that make sense on paper, and then also in the proof is there.
Well, you guys are really busy, so that might help with the weight. Next up for Devon Franklin, the film Miracles from Heaven, which he produced along with Bishop T.D. Jakes, starring Jennifer Garner and Queen Latifah. And next up for, well, right now, Megan has a recurring role on CBS's medical drama Code Black.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Super and the book is called The Wait.
It's
the
a
wait.
Great conversation starter. It really is.
Yeah. Thank
and don't
you.
Wait. Go get it now.
Look what you did there.
on Valentine's weekend, too. Oh, man. All right, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you all.
Huggy next. 26 past the hour.